This is BFBS, the Forces Station. Now, a new series of The Doghouse, which is the BAFTA-nominated Channel 4 TV series, is coming. I've got executive producer Anna Llewellyn with me now. She's on the search for people, and we will get to that. But first, Anna, could you explain about The Doghouse for anyone that hasn't perhaps seen it?
Yeah, of course. In a nutshell, it's a series that sees members of the public arrive at a wonderful place called Wood Green Pets Charity in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, where they look after all sorts of animals that are in need of a home, and dogs are among them. And people arrive telling their own stories of why they are in search of a dog and why they think they've got the love to give a dog in their lives. And then they are matched by the team there, the expert team there, with one of the rescue dogs. And they have a sort of first date. And then they decide, and the dog decides in a way, whether they are right for each other. And across the series, you see wonderful stories of people who have got a void in their lives caused by anything from run-of-the-mill sort of loneliness to bereavement to just a change in life circumstances. It could be for a happy reason. It could be a young couple finding and building their own home. We've had quite a lot of fertility stories and people sharing reasons why they feel like they've got the love a rescue dog might need. And it's been running for 6 series now, award-winning, and every episode is a roller coaster of emotions.
Now, I'm utterly sold. I love dogs. I grew up with Goldens. Having something that is so happy to see you when you get through the door and that love, and they know when you're upset. Are there more benefits to having a four-legged friend for anyone that's always sort of thought, I'm a cat person or I don't want an animal?
Oh my goodness. Well, at the end of every episode, you catch up with people with hopefully their match that they found at Wood Green, and you can see so many incredible transformations in people's lives and obviously the dog's lives. But I mean, it can range from people who never slept through the night sleeping with a dog at the foot of their bed to a dog that some people are finding matches for dogs they already own, who perhaps were like basically grieving little doggies that were grieving the loss of their previous pal, having a new lease of life, having been matched with a new rescue dog, to people who have lost loved ones who had got stuck and were rarely leaving the house, being able to sort of go out again and start to make new friends and start to live life more fully. There's such a range of different stories that we've come across. But yeah, it's definitely at the end of every episode, you're like, I need to get out and get a dog. It is really impactful and seismic, the change that having a dog has on people's lives.
So what are you looking for in the people? Is there a set criteria?
We're currently looking for people to take part in our next series. The main thing is that we're looking for people who are seriously able to home a rescue dog. So this isn't just for TV. This is a commitment for the life of the dog. And that's really important. And then other than that, we're looking for people who are up for sharing their reasons for needing a dog in their life and for being open with us. These dogs are looking for second chances in people's homes. But in a lot of cases, the people that we feature are also looking for a dog to fill something in their lives and have overcome massive challenges or are feeling that they need something that only a furry friend can offer them. So really, we're looking for people who have that need and are able to express it to us. Previously, we featured 2 people who have been in the forces, and they were both wonderful stories. One was in episode 1 with an ex-Royal Navy trauma nurse called Sharon, who was in her mid-40s. And unfortunately for Sharon, 6 months earlier, had a terrible back accident, spinal accident. So it had to leave frontline work in Iraq and Afghanistan and was now at home recovering. And she became an amazing dog mum to a stray puppy that came into Wood Green. So we loved filming with Sharon. And also we filmed in the second series with Mike, who was an ex-Marine and had also been in private military all over the world, including Iraq, Afghanistan and Libya. And Mike was very honest and open with us about his struggles with PTSD following some shell attacks he'd lived through. And him and his partner, Tracy, came on and again were an amazing family for a brilliant little puppy called Obi. And Mike just wanted that companionship, really, as he went through his, obviously he had a lot of support around his PTSD, but he just wanted to have a bright little soul in living in his home, and he found that in Obi.
And do the people need to be in the UK? Obviously our forces audience is all over the world.
They do need to be in the UK. Yeah, in terms of the logistics of picking up a rescue dog and taking it straight home. I'm not sure, a lot of these dogs have been through quite a lot already, and I'm not sure a long haul flight would be the best for them. But anyone living in the UK who would feels that they've got a home to offer a rescue dog and have got the love and the time to give one of Wood Green's dogs, we would love to have you apply either on the Channel 4 website, which where you look for the take part page, or you can email us directly at thedoghouse@fivemilefilms.co.uk. Five is written out, F-I-V-E. But we would love to hear from any of your listeners. We've found people who have worked in the forces have made wonderful dog owners for Wood Green's dogs. So we'd love to hear from you.
And how long does the filming take? Is it a big commitment?
It's actually not, because what it involves is an interview, which takes a few hours. And then we have you come along to Wood Green in Huntingdon for a day. And that's where you meet the expert team who are entirely committed to finding a forever home for their rescue dogs. And so they ask you questions about your home life and where you live. You know, some dogs can't live in built up places. Some dogs can't be with cats or kids. And so it's also matching up temperaments. So there are some dogs that just prefer quieter homes. There are some people who prefer quieter dogs. So there's a lot of question. It's a bit like a dating agency. And then we film you on that day meeting a dog that the team think would be right for you. And then you go home. They never let you take a dog on that day. They ask you to go home, have a good think about whether that dog, you know, away from sort of the excitement of meeting the meet, sort of going home to have a think about whether the dog's right for you. And then you will go back and get it. And that's all off if you come to the conclusion the dog's good for you, then you go back and collect it. And then we film you at home 3 weeks, 4 weeks later. So it's just three bits of filming. And hopefully, you know, Wood Green are a wonderful organisation to be part of and offer something quite unique. So we feel that, you know, the people who take part in the series are thrilled just to be able to engage with Wood Green services as much as anything.
What a lovely thing to be able to do. Anna, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about it.
Thank you so much for having us on. And hopefully we can find some more brilliant people coming forward from the forces.
BFBS, the Forces Station.